Be Maddie Donahue to tip it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And number one, Horton, the freshman, will jump it up for Stennis Hortonsville, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats control the tip. And imagine this, the Thayer Lady Bobcats have the height advantage all over the floor tonight. Not a very big Stennis Hortonsville team. Here's Maddie Curley, three-pointer off the left wing, and it is good. Three-pointer brought to you by our friends over at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Here's Stennis with the basketball. Garza taking it down to the baseline, brings it back out front. Got to Vilches. Vilches back out to Garza. And now Castillo, long three-point shot is good. Number 11, Alondra Castillo hits a three. And we're tied at three here, just underway at the Thayer High School gym. Thayer working the ball to Maddie Curley, left wing. Another three-point shot is up. She nailed it. The senior has hit two in a row to start the game, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are up 6-3. Here comes Stennis with it. Vilches has it on the right side, gives it over there to Garza. Garza going to the elbows, going to get fouled as she makes the move toward the bucket. Foul's going to be on number 12. That is Katie Wade of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And it'll be an inbound play here for the Lady Lions. They get it in the corner. And a little hook shot is up by Castillo. No good as she drove across the lane. Rebound, Callie Johnson. Callie pushes it up to Avery Pierce on the right side. Oh, trying to go inside to Maddie Curley, who was wide open for the layup. And she threw it over her head. So Thayer turns it over. Had a chance there to go up by five. 6:54. Looks like the Lady Bobcats want to go fast here this afternoon. And they got the Lady Bobcats. You know, they're back to full strength. These Lady Bobcats are healthier right now than they have been all season long. Now that Katie Wade is back. And, you know, Callie Johnson's been back long enough and Kaylee Garrison to both kind of get into game shape. And here's the whistle. Got a shot up as Lady Lions pounded the ball inside. Number 23, Luno, caught it and went to go up for the shot and got fouled. And that'll be on, looks like Katie Wade. Looks like that'll be number two on Katie already. We're at six and a, actually we're about a minute and a half into the game. Katie Wade already with two fouls. The first free throw is up by Alicia Luna. And is no good. Left that one a little bit short. Number 23, just a junior. Second free throw's up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Katie Wade for Thayer. Got it out to Johnson. Johnson running the floor up the middle. Give it on the wing now on the right side for Avery Pierce. She'll take it out to the top. Thayer will run it for there. Over to Curley. Curley bounces it down to Johnson. Her shot is up, and she's fouled. Shot no good. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Sarah Garza. And, of course, the Lady Lions, they've got to be careful. Only two players on the bench for Coach Nikki Pierce and the Lady Lions of Stennis Hortonsville. First free throw for Callie Johnson is up and no good. Thayer leads at 6-3 early here. This is the Class 3 District 1 opening round game here at the Thayer High School. Second free throw is up. Too strong for Johnson, and the rebound taken by Stennis Hortonsville. Here they come. That is Castillo into the lane to Vilches with a shot up, no good. Johnson yanks down the rebound, and she gets fouled as Stennis trying to tie her up. And the foul is going to be whistled on number 24. That is Abigail Vilches, the lone senior on this team. Now substitution for Thayer. Katie Wade will go to the bench as number 44. Kylie Price will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, a freshman. Thayer bring it up the floor with 6:12 to go. Right side to go to Callie Johnson, out to Pierce, back to Curley, three more. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed around and taken by Horton for the Lady Lions of Stennis Hortonsville High School. They'll bring it across the timeline with Vilches. Vilches, walk, no call, gives it over on the left side to Garza. Three-point shot is no good, and a rebound taken here by Maddie Donahue for Thayer. Donahue gives it up to Curley, brings up the floor, will hand it to Curley from Pierce. Back on the right side now to Johnson for three. That one's off the mark. Johnson gets her own rebound in the lane, goes up with a shot too strong. Rebound volleyed round and off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Hortonsville ball. So Lady Lions will bring it up. Garza will trigger it in to Vilches. He'll bring it up through the middle of the floor. 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. Vilches crosses the timeline. Oh, she traveled again, and finally that time they caught it. Vilches traveled with it. That's the second time. And took the official all the way down under the basket to make the call. Anyway, Thayer will inbound it on the far side. They get into Avery Pierce. She'll walk it up. with just over 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Callie Johnson on the right side, now around the horn to Curley. Another three-point shot is up. It's good. Curley's hit three out of four in the first quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 9-3. Curley having a night already. Lady Bobcats leading scorer. One of the better players in this part of the country on the girls' basketball. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Price. She'll feed it up the court to Curley. She goes to the bucket and scores. Well, Maddie Curley doing it all here. She's got 11 in the first quarter, and Thayer leads it now by 8, 11-3. And Seneth Hornetsville wants a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
And back here at the Thayer High School, and Coach Pierce for the Seneth Hornetsville Lady Lions. She wanted to slow down the Avalanche. Thayer was up 3-0. It was tied 3-3. Thayer up 6-3, now 11-3. As Maddie Curley sent three threes, and there's another travel on Seneth Hornetsville. Got it down in the corner to Castillo, and she shuffled her feet. Now Hornetsville going to come with a little full court pressure. Thayer Lady Bobcats getting ready for it. 4:37 to go in the first half. Thayer up 8. Lady Bobcats inbound to Donahue. Back over to Johnson. Johnson back to Donahue. Just working it up the court slowly, but got to hurry now. And Price will get it across the timeline. Price passing it down to Donahue. Driving the baseline. Puts up a shot. No, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Maddie Donahue, I mentioned in the pregame, the sophomore has really picked up her game, especially here over about the last 3 weeks. She has really, really picked it up. Fouls on number one, Kaya Horton. Will be her first of the night. Second team foul, actually third team foul on Hornetsville. And Donahue misses the free throw. Lady Bobcats are now 0-3 from the free throw line. So Donahue trying to break the ice here. And this one is up. It's too long off the back rim. And a rebound run down in the corner by Castillo for Hornetsville. Here come the Lady Lions. Got the Vilches. Vilches leans it on the left side to Horton. And now Horton travel with the basketball. So Seneth having trouble keeping the feet still. Maybe a little bit of nerves, but they're very quick. I mentioned they're not very big, but they are quick. There, Lady Bobcats working against the full court pressure again. Johnson to Curley. Curley going down to Price on the baseline. Price makes a nice catch, gives it back to Curley. 15-footer's good. Maddie Curley has scored all 13 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter. We've played 4 minutes. And the All-State candidate looks like an All-State candidate tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Seneth working around the perimeter again. They'll bring it over to the left side for Garza. Garza has the ball poked away, and Callie Johnson trying to save it from going out of bounds. Has to go off her hands out of bounds. So it'll be Hornetsville ball right in front of the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench. Number 21, Jada Burleson, checks into the ball game. Garza checks out. It'll be important for them to keep a couple of subs going in and out, keep fresh legs on the floor. And here they get the ball inside for Luna. Luna turns, goes down the right side of the lane, and her shot is going to be blocked. But a foul going to be whistled on Maddie Donahue. Donahue called for the foul. Nope, that's not right. They call it on Kylie Price. Price called for the foul. Will be her first. Going to the free throw line, Alicia Luna. For Hornetsville. Misses the free throw. And now Kaylee Garrison checks in for Thayer. Avery Pierce coming out. And back to the free throw line to shoot the second shot. Alicia Luna has not scored in the game. She's now 0-3 from the free throw line and make it 0-4. Donahue yanks down the rebound for Thayer. And here come the Lady Bobcats. Chance to add to a 10-point lead. Curley gives the ball off and around on the left side on the wing for Johnson. Back out to Curley. On top to Garrison. Back to Johnson on the left. Back to Garrison. Now to pop it inside. The ball's going to go off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. That went a little bit too hot for Donahue to handle. And it's going to be send this ball after the Thayer Lady Bobcat turnover. So Hornetsville bring it back the other way. Down by 10. 3:13 to go here in the first quarter. Out front is Vilches. Works the ball to the free throw line. Kicked it out to Horton, the freshman. Horton swings it down the corner for Castillo for a three. That one's no good. Rebound Donahue. I'm sorry, that's Johnson. Johnson then falls down. We're going to get a timeout call by Coach Cecil Meyer to keep from having a turnover. So with a timeout on the floor, 2:59 to go, Thayer leads Hornersville by 10. We'll be back in 30 on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
59 to go here in the first quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 13-3 lead over Senneth Hornersville. They have pulled off the full-court pressure here. Thayer brings it up the court. Kaylee Garrison to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane, bounces it in for Weber. Weber to Curley for another three. That one is no good. A rebound taken by Hornersville. Here come the Lady Lions on the semi-break. Vilches brings it to the top of the key, swings it in the corner on the left side to Castillo. Castillo spinning away from the defense. Wings it across court to Vilches. Long shot is up. That's no good. Rebound to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now we're going to get a held ball as Donahue. And a dive on the loose ball. And got tied up by Luna. And it will be Lady Lions ball. Senneth Hornersville triggered in under their own bucket. They haven't scored since the opening 30 seconds of the quarter. We're at the 2:28 mark now. Hornersville got it down in the corner. That is Burleson, goes to the rack, shows, pulls up with a shot, no good. Rebound Price, and Kylie takes the ball up the left side of the floor. Hands it off to Kaylee Garrison out on top. Swings it left side, Curley, dumps it baseline to Donahue. 12-foot shot, no good. And the rebound is taken by Castillo. Castillo to Vilches. Vilches swings it down the corner to Burleson. 3-point shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound Donahue. She'll dribble out of the pack. Feed it up to Kaylee Garrison. Garrison wide open. Now swings one cross court for Curley. That one's intercepted. That's just a bad decision there. Three defenders between Garrison and Curley. There's Vilches going the other way for Hornersville. Puts a shot up, no good. The rebound taken by Price again for Thayer. To Maddie Curley, breaking up the floor. Out to Garrison. Garrison right side to Price. Garrison now left side Curley. Down on the baseline to Donahue. Bounces it to Weber, wide open under the bucket for the lay-in. That's the way that triangle's supposed to work. Wide open bucket for Marissa Weber. The first Lady Bobcat to score in the game other than Maddie Curley. And working around the horn, it's now 15-3. Thayer with the lead, by the way. And here's a travel going to be called on Luna for Senneth Hornersville. Luna called for the travel. Substitution for Thayer Donahue is out. Let's see who checked in. Callie Johnson. Back into the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Hornersville again, a little 1-2-2 press. Bobcats haven't turned it over against that early. Curley's got it in the backcourt, feeds it up to Garrison across the timeline. Kaylee down the middle of the lane, bounces it to Price. She gets bumped, shoots. Oh, that one just off the rim. I mean, it did the old toilet ringer and popped out of there, but she'll go the line and shoot two. Foul on Hornersville will be on Abigail Vilches. Will be her second of the night. And it'll send Kylie Price, number 44, the freshman for Thayer, to the free throw line to shoot the two-shot foul. First one is up and off the back rim, no good. Maybe a little bit of nerves affecting, especially some of these underclassmen for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Playing in the district tournament at the varsity level. Obviously, as freshmen, something they haven't done before. Second free throw is up. This one's too long. No good. And we're going to get a lane violation. Going to be called on Hornersville. So a lane violation on Senneth Hornersville. Somebody moved in too early. So it'll be another second attempt at the free throw for Price. Thayer Lady Bobcats have not made a free throw. And now they have. So Price gets on the board. Kylie Price, her first. As substitution is in, Price checks out. Avery Pierce back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They are going to back in that 1-3-1 zone. Hornersville coming to top of the key. Feed the ball off to Horton. Horton will take it out between the circles. And now on the left side to Castillo. She hit the only bucket for Hornersville. Oh, and here's the ball almost into the backcourt. Castillo runs it down, gives to Burleson in the lane. She lost it on the dribble. Kaylee Garrison's got it for Thayer. Over to Curley. Oh, over her head, and it goes out of bounds. Curley couldn't bring it in. That's the second time Thayer's had Curley wide open under the bucket and threw it over her head. So Thayer turns it over with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats up big, 16-3. Garza takes the ball down the right side of the lane, throwing up a little hook shot, no good, and Johnson rebounds for Thayer. Kelly on the dribble drive in the backcourt, spins away from the defense, feeds it on the right side to Avery Pierce. Avery out top with 14 seconds to go, wings it right side to Garrison, back to Pierce, back over to Curley. Curley inside, now back outside, 5 seconds to go. Curley moving toward the bucket, pulls up with a shot, no good. Weber with a rebound, couldn't follow it up, and that's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 16-3. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead Senate Hornersville here in the opening round of the Class 3 District 1 tournament. We'll take a timeout. We're back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Here we go. Second quarter underway. Thayer Lady Bobcats got it to Avery Pierce. Inside to Callie Johnson. Backs down the defender. Shoots no good. Gets her own rebound. Back up and in. Callie Johnson with her first bucket of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 18-3 here in the second quarter. Just underway. Senate Hornersville with the ball stripped away. Callie Johnson running down the ball in the backcourt. Going to the bucket. Lays it up. No good. She goes down hard. And here's Senate Hornersville coming the other way. And a long pass is going to be deflected. And goes out of bounds. I mean, Callie Johnson went crashing to the floor and into the padded wall over there. And as Avery Pierce knocked that ball out of bounds, Senate Hornersville will trigger it in. Looking in the corner, nobody open. Now the ball. Oh! A block by Katie Wade, and the ball went back out of bounds and hit the inbounder for Senate Hornersville. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Good play by Katie Wade. Layer working the ball around the perimeter. Katie Wade from the left side wing shoots a three. That one's off the front rim, no good. Rebound taken in the middle by Hornersville. Here come the Lady Lions. Garza taking up the left side. Almost had it stolen by, oh no, they're going to say off of Garza. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. So the ball is off of Garza for Senate. It'll be Thayer basketball. Good defense play there by Callie Johnson. So here comes Thayer, already leading by 15 with the ball back. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Avery Pierce brings it across the timeline, swings it right side to the wing for Katie Wade. Back out to Pierce, into the middle, back out to Curley, moves to the elbow, gives it back to Pierce, now right side, and Wade gonna try another one. That one is no good from downtown. Ball is saved from out of bounds by Curley, right to Avery Pierce, who shoots no good. Johnson rebounds and scores. Callie Johnson, Thayer Lady Bobcats, worked hard for that 2 points, and Thayer leads it now by 17 with 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Senith working around the perimeter. Number 22 with it is Garza. Takes it to the right side, looking for a shot. No, dumps it inside. Ball is stolen by Callie Johnson. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Callie on the move up the right side. Feeds it out to Katie Wade on top. Out to Avery Pierce. They'll reset the offense. They go right side to Wade. Wade back out to Pierce. Avery penetrates into the lane, kicks it back out to Wade. She'll step inside the three-point line, fire a 17-footer, no good. Johnson had the rebound. It was poked away, and Thayer got it back. Katie Wade on the loose ball. Out to Curley. Curley dumps it to Weber. Weber down the corner to Johnson. Back to Curley for three more. Yep, that one's off the rim, no good. Katie Wade had the rebound. Ball gets loose on the floor. We get a held ball, And it will be Senef Hornersville basketball. 5:44 to go. Here in the first half, Thayer leading 20-3. Senef scored 3 points to tie it at 3-3. Thayer won the toss, or won the tip. Maddie Curley hit a three off the wing. Castillo hit a three then for Hornersville, and they have not scored since. Here is Vilches moving into the lane. She's going to get fouled. And they've had some opportunities to score from the free throw line. But we're going to get a foul here. This one's going to be before the shot. Fouls on number 10. That'll be Callie Johnston. That'll be the first on Callie tonight. Or this afternoon. Excuse me. Not used to being in the middle of the afternoon. And Senef Hornersville triggered in. High lobbing pass comes down to Garza. Out on the left wing. Garza looking to pass inside. Ball is tipped. But picked up by Luna. Luna back out to Vilches. Vilches in the lane. Ball poked away. Loose on the floor. And we're going to get a foul. Going to be called on Senef Hornersville. Avery Pierce got down on the floor. Tried to swing that ball ahead to a teammate. And she got fouled in the process by number 23, Alicia Luna. For the Lady Lions. Katie Wade out of the game as Maddie Donahue checked back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach Meyer playing a lot of folks already. Fair with it on the offensive end. Got it over to Atkinson, who shoots and scores. Maddie Atkinson hits a three off the right wing. So Atkinson in off the bench. Banked one in off the window. And Thayer leads it now by 20. Here's Senef Hornersville. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound Curley. Curley up the left side. All the way up the left side. Has the ball poked away and out of bounds. Nice defensive play there by Alondro Castillo. And Thayer will inbound it on the left side of the court, out near midcourt. They'll bring it into Avery Pierce with 4:52 to go here in the first half. Lady Bobcats working on the perimeter. Back over to Curley. Curley, a big night. 13 points already. Here's Avery Pierce for a three. That one is no good. And a rebound taken by Donahue. She had it taken away. Now Atkinson almost steals it back, and she does. Got it to Donahue. Up to Curley. Driving the baseline. Pull-up jumper. One-hander. No good. Rebound going to go out of bounds. It will be off the hands. No, it's going to be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. We're going to get a foul called on number 22. That is Sarah Garza. Will be her second of the night. So a foul called on the rebound for a push in the back. Thayer looking inbound it. Got it in the corner to Atkinson. She'll try another three. Ooh, that one just a little bit off the rim. Rebound taken by Donahue. Now we're going to get a held ball. She was tied up by Luna. And possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Well, Thayer trying to get a bucket on this possession. Be their third opportunity. They inbound it wide open under the bucket to Donahue. Couldn't hit the shot. A rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds off the hands of Senef Hornersville again. So Thayer will stack it up again. Right, another inbound play. Avery Pierce the trigger. Got it into Curley. Curley goes toward the bucket. Around the defender. Shoots off the window and good. Maddie Curley now with 15 in the first half. And with 4 minutes to go in the first half, Thayer leads it 25-3. Hornersville with it. There's a long shot by Luna. No good. Rebound picked up by Donahue. Thayer's got it back. Chance to go up by even more. Callie Johnson down to Avery Pierce. Baseline jumper off the rim. No good. Atkinson down the rebound. And she is pushed by number 24, Abigail Vilches. And that'll be foul number three on Vilches. So Coach Pierce, Nikki Pierce, for Senef Hornersville, got to be looking at her bench and saying, uh-oh, got a starter with three and only two players on the bench. Four, and looks like one of them's going to get in the game here. Like Burles is going to check in. And the first free throw is up and good for Hadley Atkinson. And Hadley now with 4 points in the game. Coming off the Lady Bobcat bench, and there's Maddie Curley coming out. She'll get a little rest here with her 15 first half points. And Atkinson will shoot another free throw. By the way, Kaylee Garrison checked in for it. Second free throw is up, hits the back of the rim, straight up and falls through. So Atkinson now with 5 points in the first half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 24. Here's Hornersville with it. And they got inside the Luna. Luna trying to kick it back outside. It's stolen by Avery Pierce. Pierce ahead to Atkinson. Going to the basket and scores. Hadley has scored the last seven straight points for Thayer. And the Lady Bobcats lead it now 29-3. Here is Vilches for Hornersville. Going all the way to the bucket. Misses a shot. Rebound. Horton. She goes back up. No good. And we get a rebound again by Horton. Kicks it outside to Burleson for three. That one's good. Jada Burleson, a freshman, hits a three for Senneth Hornersville. First bucket they've scored since the first 30 seconds of the game. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. They are working on a perimeter. Johnson on the left side, out to Pierce, back to Johnson on the wing. Dumps it inside to Donahue. Donahue with that nice move to the right, misses a shot. Kaylee Garrison down the rebound, couldn't follow it in. Ball gets loose on the floor, picked up by Burleson, the freshman for Senneth Hornersville. Kicks it back out to Vilches. Vilches to Luna on the right side, back down to Burleson. Ooh, what a move. This young lady is extremely quick, but she shuffled her feet when she made the move. She gets that pivot foot stuck. It makes that move, somebody's gonna lose their shoes. That was that quick. Wow. If they wouldn't have called her for the travel, she'd have went all the way to the bucket. Here's Thayer off the inbound, got the ball down to Johnson. Johnson pulls up with a 15-footer, and it's good. Callie Johnson now with 6 points in the first half. Thayer leads Bobcats. That's a good possession there. Thayer leads it by 25. With 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hornersville with it. Luna out on the wing, and she traveled with the ball. Yes, she did. So Luna traveled. Thayer now with a substitution. Kylie Price will check back in. Callie Johnson going to get a little rest here. Coach Cecil Meyer already gone about, nine deep on the bench. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will bring it back the other way with 2 minutes to go. Avery Pierce swings it left side to Atkinson. Hadley down to Price. Her baseline jumper, 12-footer, is no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lady Lions. Hornersville Vilches going all the way in the lane. Throws up a wild shot, no good. Price with the rebound. Kylie working it up the left side of the floor, all the way down to the wing. Now brings it outside. And Avery Pierce has got it there. Thayer will start the offense with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Got it down the baseline. Now they dump it inside them to Donahue. She misses the shot, but she's pushed, and a foul going to be called on the Senneth Hornersville Lady Lions. Number 11, Alondra Castillo, going to be called for the foul. That'll put Maddie Donahue at the free throw line. Maddie has not scored in the game tonight. Missed a couple of free throws earlier. This one is good. Well, Donahue is starting to get settled in, maybe. Another substitution for Thayer, number 22, checks into the game. Madison Neldon, as Avery Pierce will check out. Second free throw for Donahue is up and good. Bounces it over the front of the rim. So Thayer now with six different players that have scored at least a point. And Thayer continues to dominate, 33-6. Hornersville with a ball, going into the lane to Horton. Horton kicks it back out to Burleson, another three-point try. That one's an air ball. And roll the rebound off of Hornersville. Hornersville, they couldn't score. And we're going to get a whistle, and we got a foul call. I believe going to be on Hornersville's number, or Senneth Hornersville. Foul on number 23, Alicia Luna, that junior. Got Neldon by the arm. So it looks like Neldon will go to free throw line. Madison Neldon, number 22. Bounces it once, spins it on the right hand, pushes it up, and it is no good. Rolls off the rim, and rebound taken by the Lady Lions. They get a lot of rebounds for no bigger than they are. They're very quick. They're very quick going to the ball. Hornersville with it. Luna out in the circle. Feeds it on the right side for Vilches. Long shot is good out of the corner. Abigail Vilches hits a three out of the corner. Three field goals, made field goals in the game for Senneth Hornersville. They've all been three-pointers. They've scored 9 points now in the game. Here's Thayer working the offense. Got the ball down to Kylie Price. Wide open on the baseline for the lay-in. Kylie Price now with 3 points in the first half. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Thayer leads it 35-9 over the Lady Lions. Here's a pass into the middle. It's going to be knocked away. Going to go out of bounds. It will be Thayer. No, it'll be Senneth Hornersville ball. And now number 32, Natalie Price will check into the game. And it looks like Donahue comes out. So Natalie Price, the freshman, in there with Kylie Price, Kaylee Garrison, Hadley Atkinson, and Madison Neldon. Hornersville gets the ball in the middle. Oh, there's another travel, no call, and a shot block by Price. Thayer's got it, 20 seconds to go. Kaylee Garrison going all the way to the basket, throws it up too hard, no good. Rebound to Price, and she scores. Number 44, Kylie Price with the bucket off the offensive rebound. She's now got 5 points in the game. And Senneth Hornersville with the ball. They lose it, and there's the end of our first half. Our score, 37 to 9. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead Senate Hornersville here in the Class 3 District 1 opening round tournament game, or tournament opening round game. Thayer Lady Bobcats looking awfully good tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities, the Community First Banking Company halftime show, in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
There are plenty of ways to sell your next home. The do-it-yourself way, the word-of-mouth way, the my friend of a friend is sort of an agent in her free time way, or there's the REMAX way, which comes with an experienced agent who has the tools it takes to go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at REMAX Real Estate Exchange. Call us today at 417-264-6161 to find out what our company can do for you and your property. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a REMAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back here at the Thayer High Schools, we're halfway through our game this afternoon. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a comfortable 37-9 lead. And comfortable is easy for me to say. I know coaches are never comfortable, and neither are parents. But Lady Bobcats have really dominated this one. Thayer got off to a 16-3 lead in the first quarter, thanks to, what was it, 11 points for Maddie Curley in the first quarter. So Thayer led it 16-3. They outscore Senate Hornersville 21-6 in the second quarter, and the Lady Bobcats lead it here 37-9. We'll say congratulations to the Thayer Bobcat boys. They won again this afternoon. Bobcats went up to Mountain View Birch Street Liberty and beat the Eagles 70-56. And that's a good win on the road against a pretty good Liberty Eagles team. Thayer wins it again 70-56. That makes them 6-0 in the SCA, and the Bobcats will not have any more SCA games to play. They'll start now getting ready for their game Tuesday night in the first round, or Wednesday night, I believe it is, in the first round of the district tournament. Actually, they'll play in the semifinals as the number one seed. They got a first round bye. Again here, winner this game moves on. They'll take on the winner of the East Carter and Portageville game, which is also going on right now. And they have not seen a score on that one, so we'll try to get something on that as we can. All right, again, Thayer, a big night by Maddie Curley in the first half. Maddie with 15 first-half points. And the other Lady Bobcats starting to pick up the slack a little bit after a slow start. Thayer leads it 37-9 over Senate Hornersville. We'll take a timeout. Back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, and being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review. When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now we're back, and still halftime here. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead 37-9 over Senith Hornersville here in this opening round game from the Class 2 District 1 basketball tournament. Just doesn't feel like districts, not being at a neutral site, but the way we're going to have to deal with it this year, Thayer being the higher seed, getting to host this first round game. Thayer will, if they go on to win this game, and we still got a second half to play, but if they go ahead and win this afternoon, they'll play in the semifinals. And again, that'll be on, I've got all this written down. I have to look every time. That'll be on Tuesday night, and they will play the winner of the East Carter-Portageville game. And I get word from Mr. Chilton, thank you, Brian, that East Carter leads 18-11, and that game is near the end of the first half. So 18-11, East Carter's Lady Redbirds leading Portageville over in that game at East Carter. By the way, if Thayer wins and East Carter goes in and wins, that game will be at East Carter High School again on Tuesday night. And of course, we'll have that one for you right here on K-Country 95 if it happens. All right, Thayer Bobcats again. Thayer Bobcat boys win this afternoon. I'm getting messages all over the place here. Thayer wins 70-56. Go to 6-0 in SCA conference play, and 21-1 is where the Thayer Bobcats will end their regular season. That's a pretty good record by any standard. All right, we've got about 2 minutes left here in the half. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. First up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Maddie Curley. The All-State candidates got 15 in the first half. 7 for Hadley Atkinson off the bench. 6 for Callie Johnson. 2 for Marissa Weber. 2 for Maddie Donahue. And 5 for Kylie Price. For Senith Hornersville, nobody with more than 3. Alondra Castillo's got 3. Jada Burleson off the bench with 3. And 3 for Abigail Vilches. And again, all 3 of the buckets for Senith Hornersville have been of the 3-point variety. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second half in 90 seconds on the original home for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we are back and underway here in the second half. The Senate Hornersville Lady Lions had its start. Lady Bobcats got a steal. They just missed a shot. Here's Maddie Curley from the left corner with a shot. No good. Rebound Donahue. Got it out to Katie Wade. Wade steps away from the defense. Gives over to Avery Pierce. Avery back over to Wade for three. A long shot. No good. Johnson with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Callie Johnson now with 8 points. And the Fair Lady Bobcats now lead it 39-9. And here comes Senate Hornersville. Castillo out on top, lobbing the ball to the high post. It's stolen by Avery Pierce. Got it out to Curley. Maddie will drive for the layup from the left side. That's good. Maddie now with 17 in the ballgame. 17 of the 41 for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Maddie's been red hot all night long. Senate with it. Number 22, that is Garza. On the left side, gets tied up by Pierce. Dribble it one time. And gives it up to Castillo. Castillo now to Vilches. Vilches spins at the free throw line. Ball taken away by Pierce. Avery driving to the other end. All the way to the bucket. Misses a layup. Johnson followed it up and gets pushed by Luna. And knocked her down. And it'll be Callie Johnson. Another good say on the inbound. Wow. They called it on the inbound. So Thayer will inbound the basketball. Avery Pierce will trigger it. Foul was on Garza, her third of the night. And we got a shot up. We got a foul going to be called here. Foul's going to be on number one, Kaya Horton, for Senate. As Thayer got the ball down to Donahue. Donahue going up for the shot. Gets blocked. So Maddie will go to the free throw line, trying to add to the Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Donahue with the first one. It's good. So Maddie Donahue, now with 3 points in the ballgame, all three have come from the free throw line. And with 6:31 to go in the third, Thayer Lady Bobcats continue their domination here this afternoon. Second free throw is up and good for Donahue. She's got four. And here comes the Lady Lions. Long pass down the corner to Burleson. Burleson trying to drive the baseline. Katie Wade cuts her off, and she'll bring the ball out to Luna. Luna driving toward the bucket. Lost the handle. It goes out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bobcat defense. Donahue got a piece of it, so it goes out of bounds. And Senate Hornersville will trigger it under the bucket. Burleson looking, finally got it into Luna. Luna up with a shot, no good. Rebound, Maddie Donahue for Thayer. She'll get out to Callie Johnson. And now to Avery Pierce, and Lady Bobcats will settle into the half-court offense with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. They go to Curley. Curley into Donahue. Curls around the defense. Shoots off the window. No good. Rebound Johnson. And she has it poked away and out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Johnson. So Johnson had the rebound. Somebody for Senate Hornersville poked it. Got it out of there and then tried to save it in. Johnson lost it out of bounds. So here's Senate Hornersville with the ball out front. That is Garza. Garza going to the right wing on the dribble. Now gives it down in the corner for Vilches. The ball poked away by Katie Wade. And it'll go out of bounds. So with 5:43 to go, it'll be Hornersville to trigger it in. Number 22, Garza. Looks. Nobody open. Now gives it to Burleson in the corner. Burleson dribbles through a double team. And the ball stolen by Avery Pierce again. And then it comes right back to Senate Hornersville. They got it down low to Luna, who shoots and scores. Alicia Luna with the bucket. That's a nice play out there by Senate Hornersville. Good hustle after the loose ball. Thayer getting the ball to Donahue. Donahue bounces it down to Johnson. Johnson misses a shot, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Thayer running that old Lakers, the old Lakers triangle down there. They go to Curley, then to the high post to Donahue, and then Johnson coming down the baseline. Looked like some of that old Byron Scott. Who was it? Byron Scott and James Worthy. Maybe a little bit of Magic Johnson in there, along with Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, that old triangle. Just insert the pieces. It worked. Won them some championships. Here's another free throw for Johnson. It's good. So Johnson hits two free throws. Callie Johnson for Thayer. She's got 10 points now. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead at 44-11. 5:21 to go here in the third quarter. Looks like we'll be headed to the mercy rule. Here's a pass for Hornersville into the middle. Ball's going to be stolen by Johnson, and she's going to be called for the travel. Yep. Callie got down on the floor, got the steal, had it in her hands, but moved around a little bit too much while laying on the floor and called for the travel. So Hornersville will get it back. Lady Lions to trigger it down along the baseline under the bucket. Vilches, long, high lobbing pass, stolen by Curley. Curley has got Wade on her left side. Curley going to the rack, shoots the bucket and scores. Maddie Curley now with 19 on the line. And just like that, Thayer Lady Bobcats continue to dominate. They have outscored Sinus Hornersville here in the third quarter, what, by a 9-2 clip. And now a pass out front for Sinus Hornersville, intended for Horton, goes through her hands and out of bounds. An unforced turnover. And Thayer gets the ball back with 4:51 to go in the third. It'll be Avery Pierce walking into the front court for Thayer. Winging on the right side to Katie Wade. Katie hasn't found their shooting eye so far tonight. Thayer continue to work the ball around the outside. Down on the baseline to Johnson. Baseline drive, no good. And a rebound going to be taken by Sinus Hornersville and then knocked away by Donahue and out of bounds. So it'll be Sinus Hornersville ball here with 4:35 to go. And Vilches brings up across the timeline for the Lady Lions. Leads it on the left side to a teammate. Now back to Vilches. Now to the left side wing. Burleson, the freshman, driving into the lane. Throws it back out front over the head of Luna. Avery Pierce will run down, pick it up, drive for the layup. No. Curley rebounds it and goes back up in the end. Maddie Curley with 21. We've still got 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it now 48-11. Lady Bobcats making a statement here in the first round of the district tournament. Hornersville with the ball. Out front they go to Castillo. Hurdles, cross-court pass stolen by Johnson. Callie will drive, misses the layup, but she gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 11. That is Alondra Castillo. Will be her second of the ball game. And Callie Johnson back to the free throw line, and Coach Cecil Iyer starting to look over the bench. Probably going to get some of the starters out there before too long. First free throw for Johnson is up and good. Callie now with 11 points. Actually, that's 10. I'm sorry. 10 points now for Callie Johnson. She's hit a couple free throws in a row. And we'll shoot another one. This one is good. So 11 points now for Callie Johnson. Two Lady Bobcats in double figures. Good balanced scoring for Thayer tonight. And here comes the Lions. They get a pass outside. Long three-point shot is no good. And the air ball and the rebound by Maddie Curley. And she's going to be called for being over the back of Abigail Vilches. So Curley will pick up her first foul. And that is only the fifth team foul called against the Lady Bobcats in the entire game. First in the second half. Hornersville inbounds it to Vilches, and then she traveled before she made the move to the bucket. So, Sinus Hornersville, another unforced turnover. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats bring it the other way with 3:40 to go in the third quarter, leading 50-11. Looks like Lady Bobcat fans can start planning on making a road trip maybe to East Carter on Tuesday night. Maybe hosting the game right here at home. Depends if Portersville can come back for the win. And here's Thayer working the ball inside to Johnson. She goes to the hole and is going to get fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number one. That is Kaya Horton. That'll be the third on her. They are making substitutions now. Kaylee Garrison and Marissa Weber. Getting ready to check in for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the first free throw for Johnson is good. Callie's made a living at the free throw line. She's hit four of her last five. And Katie Wade and Avery Pierce come out of the ballgame for Thayer. Kaylee Garrison and Marissa Weber in. Now the free throw for Johnson is good. Well, Callie with 13. Thayer's led by Maddie Curley with 21. And Thayer leads it now by 41 points. It's 52-11. And there's another travel on Sinus Hornersville. Number one, Kaya Horton. Got to be called for the travel. She took the inbound pass down in the corner. Don't think she liked the call. I know Coach Nikki Pierce didn't like it. And here comes Thayer with the ball. Maddie Curley swings on the right side to Johnson. Going to fire up a three-pointer. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Sinus Hornersville. That was Luna. Good rebound there by Luna. Got the ball out to Vilches. Vilches up to the free throw line. Back out to Luna. Fakes right, then left. Gives it back to Vilches. He'll fire a quick three. That one's off the front rim. Rebounded by Castillo, and then just taken away by Weber. Marissa Weber with a steal. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats again. Callie Johnson is going to get tripped. No call. Loses the ball. And Stennis Hornersville's got it back. There's Vilches to the rack. Misses the shot, and the rebound taken by Maddie Donahue. She dribbles out of traffic. Gives over to Callie Johnson. Thayer with 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Has the ball back. Right side, he goes to Garrison. Back out to Johnson. Back on the right side to Garrison. Thayer taking their time here. Go left side. On the wing to Curley. Down to the baseline to Donahue. Back out to Curley. Curley making a move. Pulls up with a short jumper, and it's good. Maddie Curley. That's a little step to the left. Fired a 15-footer and nailed it. She's got 23 in the game. And Thayer leads it now 54-11. There's a pass for Stennis Hornsville, stolen by Maddie Curley. She'll drive for the uncontested layup. 25 for Curley on the afternoon. We got substitutions made. Here comes Neldon, Price, and Atkinson for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We've also got a timeout on the court. Minute 53 to play in the third. Timeout on the court. Thayer leads it 56-11. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now back at the Thayer High School, Thayer Lady Bobcats have cleaned the bench. Well, they've cleaned all the starters off the floor. Hadley Atkinson, looks like Madison Neldon, Kylie Price, and Marissa Weber, along with Kaylee Garrison on the floor for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Stennis Hornersville inbounds the ball, a minute 53 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads at 56-11. A little bit of a statement game here for the Lady Bobcats this afternoon. The Stennis Hornersville team, they had won 6 ball games this year. And here's almost another steal for Thayer. Garrison couldn't hang on. Ball picked up by Vilches for Stennis Hornersville. They'll back it out. Taking it to the right side. Vilches on the dribble. Swings it to Burleson. Burleson, the freshman, puts it on the floor. Now looking to kick it back outside to Horton, another freshman. She got it on the dribble drive. Going into the lane, loses the handle, gets tied up. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Madison Neldon made that play down there. And a little full court pressure now by Stennis Hornersville. With a minute 20 to go, Stennis Hornersville's Lady Lions going a little bit of full court man-to-man pressure. Thayer gets the ball in to Atkinson. Now to Kaylee Garrison. She'll just dribble through everybody. Garrison all the way up the middle of the floor, pulling up with a short jumper. No good. And the rebound taken by Horton. Horton for Hornersville. Gives it over to Vilches. Vilches up across the timeline to the right side of the floor, now goes to the top of the key and is going to get bumped, and a foul going to be called on number 22. That is Neldon, Madison Neldon, non-shooting foul. Just the second team foul against Thayer here in the second half. Oh, an inbound for Hornersville. They get a long shot off the top of the key by Vilches. No good. Rebound taken by number 24, Audrey Harris. Is that 24 in the game? 22, I'm sorry, Neldon got the rebound, got tied up. And the ball will belong to Stennis Hornersville on the held ball. Alternating possessions. Vilches off the inbound, going to Burleson for Hornersville. Down dribble drive down the baseline, and the ball is stolen by Kaylee Garrison. Oh, and she threw it away. The Vilches, nice move up under the defense. Throws up a little baby hook shot, no good. And a rebound controlled by Stennis Hornersville. Okay, get back outside. Now down the corner to Burleson. Burleson driving toward the rim. Feeds it outside. There's another travel, no call. Castillo's got it. Feeds it back out to Burleson. Burleson to the top. Wings it down to Vilches in the left corner. Fake the three. Drives toward the lane. Fires up a jumper. No good. And Price down the rebound for Thayer. That's a good rebound there by Kylie Price. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 12 seconds to go in the third. Neldon with it out front. Got it to Weber with 7 seconds in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Garrison with 4. Garrison trying to get away from the defense. fires a three, partially blocked, and that'll end our third quarter. Our score, 56-11. Fair Lady Bobcats lead by Stennis Hornersville Lady Lions. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, we're back after the timeout, ready for our fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats have the ball. Here's Kaylee Garrison off the inbound, going down the right side and lost it out of bounds. Be a quick quarter here. We are under the turbo clock, obviously, as Thayer leads it by 45 points. It is 56-11. Hornersville, Stennis Hornersville only scored 2 points in the third quarter. Thayer scored 19. Lady Bobcats have dominated this one from the outset. And now Stennis Hornersville working the offense, and Vilches had a hand on it. And tied up by Madison Neldon, and the held ball will belong to Stennis Hornersville. Under turbo clock, clock runs continually. Here's a long shot for Hornersville, no good. And the rebound is saved from out of bounds by Garrison. Garrison gets up the floor to Hadley Atkinson. Atkinson up to Neldon, wide open under the bucket. She misses the layup. And then it goes out of bounds off the hands of Thayer. Well, Neldon misses the layup. And then trying to come back in bounds to get the rebound. Had a foot on the baseline. So Hornersville gets the ball back. They'll swing it on the left side for Garza. Nope. Now Garza brings it out to the wing. Feeds it to Horton on top. Horton, ooh, almost double dribble. Trying to go through a double team, does, and picks up the dribble. Feeds over to Burleson for three. That one's no good off the rim. Rebound is coming off long, and Hadley Atkinson's got it. She has the ball poked away from behind. And Garza got it back for Stennis Hornersville. Garza up the right side, has the ball poked away, loose on the floor. Price in the struggle for it. Price has got it for Thayer. Picks it up, dribbles into the front court. Price all the way to the wing, now slows it down, gives out to Garrison. Free throw line, jumper's good. Kaylee Garrison gets in on the scoring tonight. She's got her first two. Thayer leads it now 58-11. And Thayer getting ready to empty the bench again. Everybody getting a chance to play today, and here's a hell ball going to be called as Hadley Atkinson got out there and tied up Vilches, and the ball will belong to Thayer. So here come the Lady Bobcats. Number 15, Katie Pounders is in. Number 14, that is Haven. Jaylee Haven is in. Also number 32, Natalie Price is in. And Figgins, Naomi Figgins checks in. Here's Thayer with the ball. That is number 15 going into the lane, Katie Pounders. And Katie's going to get fouled on the play. See, who else is out there for Thayer? Neldon stays on the floor. So, Coach Meyer has used everybody in this one tonight. We are under the turbo clock here. And free throw for Pounders is up and no good. Katie Pounders, a senior, get a chance to play a little bit here this afternoon. Maybe get on the scoreboard. Katie Pounders, number 15, second free throw is on the way, and it is good. Rattled it home. So Katie Pounder is on the scoreboard, and Thayer leads it now 59-11 with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Stennis Hornersville with it, working around the perimeter of the defense, and the ball's going to be stolen by Haven. There's a pass down to the baseline, and Haven stepped in the middle and got the steal, and will that be seven, or is that team foul? Yep, that's team foul number seven. So Haven is going to go to the free throw line and shoot free throws for Thayer. Foul was on number 22, Garza. And that is her fifth of the game. I don't think the officials are not aware of it, but that was foul number five on Garza. Haven at the free throw line. The freshman puts the first one up. Too hard off the back rim. Rebound, Figgins. She goes back up. No. Rebound control by Haven. Outside, shot is up by Neldon, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Haven's down there wrestling for it and ties up Burleson, and the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. No, I'm sorry, it'll belong to Stennis Hornersville. So here they come. By the way, they did know that was the fifth foul, and Garza is now on the bench for Stennis Hornersville. Burleson back out there. And Sinneth working around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat 1-3-1 zone. Number 11 with it. Castile has it stolen by Natalie Price. Price will drive for the layup and score. So Natalie Price joins the offensive parade tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, who now lead it by 50. 61-11. Sinneth with it. Down on the baseline. Shot is up by Daniel. That's no good. Rebound off of Hornersville out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. With 3:23 to go, so Thayer will advance to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 1 tournament. Thayer working the basketball. Oh, got to Neldon. Neldon, a nice move around the defense to the bucket and in. Nice play there for Madison Neldon, her first 2 points of the game. Thayer continuing to score. Sinneth out there, they've still got all but one of their starters on the floor. Thayer's got, well, everybody down on the bench has played tonight, and they're still out there playing. Here's Vilches. Oh, Vilches. Going to get knocked down out front. We're going to get a foul on Thayer. That'll be on number 15. That is Katie Pounders. Pounders tripped her inadvertently, but called for the foul. So with 2:35 to go, that's just the third team foul on Thayer in the second half. Hornersville will inbound the ball. They have not scored here in the fourth quarter. They get it down in the left corner. Nope. Castillo keeps it out front. Rolls it around on the right side with a dribble. Feeds to Vilches. Three-point shot partially blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Price. Price, long lead out to Neldon. Neldon going to the basket's going to get fouled. Nice pass there from Natalie Price out to Madison Neldon. And Neldon going back to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul on Castillo. Be her third of the game. And free throws here for Neldon. First one is up and good. Madison Neldon, now with 3 points in the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Neldon just a junior. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Madison Neldon, now 4 points on the night. Thayer continues to add to the lead, leading now 65-11. Stennis Hornersville, that is Vilches, takes the ball into the lane and gets tied up. And a hell ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A substitution in quickly for Hornersville, or Stennis Hornersville. Horton is out. Number 32. Check this, 32. We don't have a 32. Anyway, Thayer with a basketball. Natalie Price going down to the baseline. Pulls up with a shot. And it is blocked, but she's fouled. It's actually number 12, Shirley Daniel, who checked back into the game. And this one's going to send Natalie Price to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. With exactly 1 minute to play, Price with a free throw is no good. Natalie Price, 2 points in the game. Kylie Price, another freshman with five. Yes, they're twins. Another one's on the way for Natalie. It is no good. Rebound, Neldon back up. Now Figgins back up. No, Figgins again. Couldn't score. Ball gets on the floor. We get a hell ball called, and that's just about going to wrap this one up, folks. Down to 33 seconds to go. And here is Horton checking back in. Vilches, the senior, will come off the floor playing in her last game as the Lady Lion. Gets a big hug from her coach. Here's the inbound play for Thayer. Figgins has got it. Shoots. No. Back up. Haven. No. And we're going to get the ball out of bounds. And we're down to 9 seconds to go. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Haven's shot was partially blocked. Haven will inbound it, looking inbound. Will she get in before the buzzer? Nope. And that's the end of the ball game. Our final score is 65-11. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have beaten Stennis Hornersville here this afternoon, and the Lady Lions go down to defeat, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats advance to the district semifinals on Tuesday night, and of course still awaiting who they will play. Last report we had, East Carter was up by 7 in that game, but that was still late in the first half. And Brian, if you're still out there, give me an update on that game here, if you will. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap.